cutting through our body, this kind of shakyurjis, this kind of misery, suffering, so many eons we have experienced, we have, but all of them wasted. If we did those for the benefit of enlightenment, for the emancipation, and then of course by now already obtained enlightenment, but we all completely wasted. So then one life or something, cutting through limbs and to giving to for the benefit of enlightenment or emancipation for other beings who need, that is nothing, just comparison. And the purpose is great, and the purpose, and the other one is completely wasted. So that is thinking, should be thinking like that way. Because this is our ignorance, egotistic view, attachment to the self, attachment to one's own body, etc. So therefore, I may lose my legs, I may lose my arms, etc. Fear of that. That is a very small, tiny thing, but great purpose for the benefit of Bodhisattva was doing, for the great purpose for all matter sentient beings. So therefore, that is ignorance, the showing this. We haven't obtained still nothing, or enlightenment, or course, even nothing, emancipation, even what is going to have in next life, we have no idea, or something like that, that kind of situation. Okay.
第二十一颂里面谈到，就是说在过去有无数生里面，我们都曾经受过很多的苦。也就是讲说，在这个轮回的过程里面，那么我们有的时候是出生在上三道，那么大部分的时候都是出生在下三道。那么在这下三道的这一个时间里面呢，我们经历了被砍、被切、被烧等等这些种种的苦痛。可是从现在回想起来，以我们目前的状况来看，那么过去所受的这些苦啊，都是白费了。因为如果我们真正的能够好好的利用这些痛苦的话，那么事实上我们现在早就应该成就，就像这些诸佛菩萨一样，那他们也曾经经历过这些痛苦，但是呢，因为他们发大的慈悲心，那么把自己的所受的这些苦拿来供养众生，拿来为众生的利益而努力，所以他们能够有成就。那么现在呢，我们到目前为止仍然还是在这个轮回中打转，那么所以呢，可以讲说过去所受的这些苦啊，那么事实上都没有，就变得没有价值了。那么也因此呢，利用这样子的一个方式啊，来提醒自己，我们是真的应该要很积极的来努力了。
Oh yeah. Then, also the on this 71 is the when you have the to do practice for the emancipation or enlightenment, there is some hardship or disrepair or this kind of the practice, but that is the very very. Or small, or matudunga chadaya nyomikupa, misede, or they even, that suffering is the, or even a portion of, small portion of the, or suffering of Lord's birth or hell, or one do not need to, or experience. That is the following verse shed, or 22, saying, Dāg chāngjūp dūpāyī dūngāndi lā tsāyā dēs. Sūngu kōng lā nā sāchir, o lima tēvā dūngāshīns. Oda that is the tsāyā, means tsāyā is some kind of the or measurement is not unlimited suffering. So when you try to obtain or enlightenment or emancipation, that kind of some kind of hardship or dunga, or suffering or a little bit of hardship, this has limitation or some small kind of limitation you have to take. But that small limitation, it is a great beneficial for the permanent cessation or freedom. So therefore, that is the like in the world, sungu kongla, no such is. Sungu kongla, no such is. Sungu means some kind of pain in your stomach or even in your limbs or this kind of thing. No means the harm or some kind of pain. In order to kill that, or sometimes we do some kind of injection or a little bit the wound somewhere, put some wound purposely in order to cure that. Or sometimes people do is even cutting limbs or something, or putting something fire on the and Chinese system is a lot of fire put in the head, right? Okay. Or something like that. Anyway, or that these are the small lumatebe, or the so kongla no such lumatebe dungashin. This suffering is in the hardship is in comparison that nothing like the or the or for the on other thing. Or this is like small thing, like in order to harmful misery, suffering, killed way, or small or the wounds you matteba means ma means small wound. That is a kind of all those things like injections, etc. Or cutting little small things, or all of that days. When you have even torn on you stick inside, you have to little bit to break out there and to bring that, pull out that, right? These kind of small things we do, or like that where this is the comparison, nothing. All that is the saying. All right. That's 21.
22 可是呢，这一些辛苦跟我们在轮回的过程里面所受到的这些痛苦来比的话，实在是微不足道。那么另外一方面，我们要这样子想：只要我们能够积极的精进去努力练习，那么我们终究会成就。一旦我们成就，那么这些痛苦它就不会继续发生，也就是说，它就有限度了。所以 这是第一方面我们去思考。第二方面呢，那么一旦我们能够真正的成就了，我们就能够去利益所有更广大的众生。那么因此这一些痛苦，这些我们曾经受过的这些痛苦，就变得非常的有价值。所以从这两点来讲的话，那么我们现在在练习的过程里面会经历的这些苦，事实上是非常的微不足道的，就好像是我们身体有病，那么我们去看医生想要治愈，那么在这个过程里面也许我们要动手术，我们也许要把自己身体一部分切开挖掉等等这些，那么这些小苦 相较于我们在轮回之中所受的种种的这些苦而言，那实在是太小了。
Okay. So then, Or there's, that is the more in, for example, example, pay. Or in order to clearing the or great sickness, on small things, or pain or suffering, you should be so rich, means right to bear. The patient means that sometimes the patients do not remember patients. Patient, which is accepting the suffering, or then for the benefit of greater purposes. So like that way, or that is the so by pace. Pace means example for that is the verse 23 also. Remember, Kunjang Sojaji, Mitiwai, Namiji. They were Dunga, Mangbota, Shomji, Miti Chungsu, Chas. Other than yesterday we were talking, remember, Kunjang, all the doctors, when you have some or disease or sickness, etc., when you go to see doctors, all doctors, when they do, is it they will not do give you kind of nice and pleasant and enjoyment or something, or they will do soja means some kind of or medical treatment to or recovering to some kind of bitter medicine or jeba means cutting or piercing the needles and all kind of things. Unpleasant things, oh yeah, what to do? By doing that, then in order to cure your deeper disease or sickness. So therefore, so remember Kunjang, Soja Ji, Mitiwa Namiji. Mitiwa means sickness, deeper sickness, cleared away by some unpleasantness. Mitiwa means this is not pleasant thing, by unpleasant things to giving you, and then you all get rid of sickness, deeper sickness. So therefore, like that way, therefore, in this situation, dunga mangbo means one's own all the misery, suffering, samsara suffering, and also Bodhisattva especially, or suffering of sentient beings for dedication for the pure. So therefore, for those purposes, these suffering or difficulties, hardship, they don't mind, they don't care at all. They, instead of care, joy, have special joyfully to do. Okay? So therefore, that is the therefore, we should be patient. You should be able to bear those all situation. That is the verse 23, right? Okay.
第二三颂里面所谈的内容, 在昨天也曾经提到过, 就是说, 我们生病了去看医生, 那么这个医生呢, 他对于我们施用种种的治疗手段, 通常都不是令我们快乐的, 比如说他给我们吃很苦的药, 替我们动手术, 给我们注射, 打针, 等等, 这些都是非常令我们不愉快的, 但是呢, 终究的目的啊, 是让我们的病能够痊愈, 让我们不会遭受更大的 身体或心理的这个痛苦。 那么因此呢, 这个重点就是说, 我们如果要痊愈的话, 啊, 那么在治疗中啊, 尽管面对这一些不愉快的过程, 也必须要去忍受。 那么同样的, 相对于这个众生在轮回中所受到的种种的苦, 刚才我们已经讲过, 那么这一些小苦啊, 事实上是微不足道的，所以呢，要能够去忍耐。正念，格西刚才举的例子就是说，这个众生在轮回里面受苦，而菩萨在修行的过程里面，他在成佛的过程里面，为了众生他所做的种种的牺牲，相较而言的话是 更痛苦的，可是呢他为了这个众生的利益，他不仅不觉得苦，反而用一种很欢喜的心去承受。那么这个是菩萨给我们做的一个示范，所以呢我们在这里也要去体会，就是我们现在在修行的过程里面会碰到一些不如意，会碰到一些辛苦，但是我们要想到这些实在是微不足道，因为跟我们如果继续在轮回之中打转的话，所承受到的苦而来比较的话，那么事实上这个实在是太小了。
哎呀， so that is the on this situation similar, then we have when you recite Lama Chepa also we have that is the practice of the diligent perfection of diligent or enthusiastic or then saying simje rechi nar me ba menang ka ba ja so na ge ja ning ji mi ju chung ju cho de jun ju pa chin zo ba xin ji lo mi se or the that is Bodhisattva's way of doing is the even they have attitude or the dedication simje rechi even itus for sentient beings rechi to even you have to be or something of hell or the fire of in hell, even eons oneself have to suffer, if that benefits sentient beings, then there is no or hesitation. There is no having any mental or unpleasant. So therefore, menangkawa jato nekuja, nyingji mikyu, they will not have or then lose their compassion to sentient beings. Mikyu means they will not or sorrow or sad for the sentient being. Each sentient being, I have to this much to do this kind of thing. Bodhisattva will not have. So there is no sorrowness, sadness. That kind of tsundu, that kind of enthusiastic, or then that is a perfection of enthusiastic. We have to reach that level.
在这个上师会供的颂文里面，我们曾经念到过有关于精进的这一部分。这里面讲到，就是说菩萨他为了救度或利益每一个众生呢，那么即使是在地狱里面被火、被热火焚烧一劫之久，那么他都心甘情愿的去做。而毫不迟疑，也就是因为这样子的一个大的菩提心、大的慈悲心，这个是我们的一个典范。所以呢，格西刚才在最后讲，就是说我们要在自己的修行的过程里面，要积极的、要精进的，就要学菩萨去利益众生这样子的态度一样。
哎呀，OK。Oh, that is the sometime yesterday or something we talked also. Oh, Bodhisattva, Danzi, Medwa Danzi. Oh, that is the one who was also, teaching many people in the somewhere, jungle or forest, and then, some of that the local, ruler, didn't like. They want to, ruler want to, destroy them, or with the connection with the also, or teacher, etc. But then, at that time, if ruler catch the, destroy the, or teacher, and then rest of them release, or that is the, or Bodhisattva Danzi, Madhava Danzi, and, or understand. So therefore, he has great, or the, passion, and then pour all the misery of all sentient beings, purpose of that. Oneself completely give up. Whatever doesn't matter, king or ruler, punishment or whatever you do, then his body doesn't care at all. So he completely, went to the king's place. And release others. Or that this kind of Shantideva somewhere says also, they were, then a method dance it, then, what's that, Kadi Dunga Chikini Dunga Mango, make you nothing. One suffering, it makes many, many sufferings on a member cuba, is killed away. If you that situation, and, then, lo dang dambe dunga de rang dang shen la jie jie yin si, lo dang dambe misi do si, oh, great, bodhisattva or compassionate people, that suffering should be to oneself, to taking.
Okay, so those similar like that way. 这个菩萨他知道这个统治者如果是把他抓起来就可以释放其他的所有的这些听众，那么因此呢他就这个欣然的去接受这个统治者所对他加诸的各种的破坏，那么这个统治者抓了他以后呢，然后就把其他的这个听众啊都释放掉，所以在这个里面。 这个例子里面，那么根据这个例子啊，吉天菩萨在其他的颂文里面曾经讲过，就是说如果我们知道我们所受到的这一个痛苦，它是会让未来很多的痛苦止息的话，那么我们应该欣然的去接受这个小的痛苦，因为相较之下，它实在是太小，但是确实太值得了。
Also, I want to this time explain some kind of story. Maybe I have some other places, whether you have heard or not. Or the Buddha's former life also, Thebyu Nyingdup Chenpo is great, isn't it? Or the heroic, or the captain, he was at the time, Buddha's former life, and he was sailing to the ocean. At that time, from ocean you get some jewelry and sort of many precious things. So therefore he was at the time following his father. So therefore he went to ocean with 500 people. Okay. So then he got to the ocean and finally got a lot of wealth and gold, jewelry, etc. All of those full of the boat, and then coming back. Or at the time, coming back, one of the person had very, very bad idea that he wanted to kill all of them. And then he wanted to take all the possessions for himself. Okay, that is the former Buddha. This Bodhisattva know what he is thinking, what he is planning to do. So then, if there is any other way, peaceful way, or nice way to help, to stop, if there is, will do. But there is nothing to any other way find except killing himself, killing this person. Now, there, what is the Bodhisattva's attitude? Is it to kill this person? Reason is it there? If he kills, killing is not also Bodhisattva's have lot of later in the karmic result, residue will have fear you don't want to kill in a Dhamma practitioner. So anyway, Bodhisattva's attitude is, if I don't kill this person, now, he will kill all these 500 people. That way, killing will bring him right into the hell. And then he will steal all these possessions himself. So he have double and then evil negative things, karma. That creates him on an errand to down to the hell thing. So he got great, great compassion to to this person. Of course, then great compassion to other 500 people also, they will lose their property and their life. So therefore, this great compassion made him to kill. But Buddhisattva do not care, as doing that may result might be to himself killing others, may have misery, suffering in the future. But he wanted the willingness to take that kind of risk. There's no any hesitation, joyfully to do without the power of compassion. That is those kind of things. If you do or power of some kind of special compassion and like this, all these no difficulties, okay? Oh yeah.
另外举个例子呢，格西说他在别的课里面曾经有讲过，这个很有名的例子，就是说这个佛陀的前身曾经是一个船长，那么他有一次带着500个商人一起过海去寻宝，那么寻到了非常多的宝物，每一个人都满载而归，在回程里面，这个其中有一个人他起了贪念，起了恶心，他就想把其他的人都杀掉，然后把这些宝物都据为己有。那么佛陀呢，当时知道这个人他心里面是怎么想，所以呢，他在权衡了种种的方法之后，最后呢，他想到只有把这一个心生贪念的人的生命结束啊，才是最好的一个解决的方法。那么这里面透露出一个讯息，就是说这个杀这个行为对于任何的一个学法者而言都是一个非常重大的一个罪行，或者说一个过患。那么这个杀会带来非常严重的后果。可是呢，在这个例子里面，那么这个佛陀他想到，假设这一个人让他的贪念得逞，他把其他的499个人都杀掉，然后把他们的宝物都据为己有，那么这样子的话，他会立刻的这个降生在下三道，而且受无数劫的这个痛苦。而另外一方面，这一些其他的这些商人也因此会损失财物，甚至丧生生命。所以佛陀对于这个个人，这个贪念的个人，还有对于其他499个无辜的这些商人，有非常大的这个慈悲心呢。那么所以呢，尽管他自己犯了这个杀的这个业，这个行为，他将来自己也要承受这个业果，但是因为他的慈悲心，所以呢，他不计较他自己未来结果怎么样，所以就把这个商人，把这个起贪念的这个人杀掉。那么这个里面就点出一个重点呢，就是说在学佛的过程里面，我们必须要去权衡同样的一件行为，它到底造成的结果是怎么样。如果那个造成的结果是非常严重，那么即使我们现在承受一些小的痛苦或者是说不方便，那我们也应该要努力去做。
Oh yeah. Now, and this one is the third topic is earlier. Oh, say, membe jabu, chokan jambu, ne meba sol deva, suyotik bambus. Oh, then here one should have religious, spiritual, or training. Whatever, sufferings, etc., you have to able to bear, so rikpa is a right to bear. And also, member jabo means the king of the doctor, or the name king of doctor, spiritual doctor, that is referring to Buddha, or who is it completely, or the name liberating all sentient beings, the misery suffering. So therefore, member jabo, when he chokams, he teaches us to practice, and then rite, the ritual, or whatever, the name, or teachings, that is the not hardship like that. Chogan jambu is very, very smooth, rites to kill the way, sickness, etc. So therefore, Sohrikpa, that is the topic. On that, basic on that, and then, three things again. Otenba soja ji dunga samyang nyom mikuba ne chenpo sowa tap tu bas. That is the, otenba is the by Buddha, right? That is the ne chenpo is the great, pain or sickness, show the recovering from that sickness by even society do not without to our experiencing even society do not even mystery of what doctor gives, even that much we don't need. Yeah. Well, sometimes the doctor, ordinary, social, means temporary suffering to killer, all doctors will be so much powerful pain or suffering or cutting limb, etc. Even the Buddha teaching do not have those even, or no need to explain. Chokan jambo, so therefore, or social, you top number zebes, top method to that is the showing how he showed that kind of method. That is one. And then the second was Lu Tongwala Kawe Loyebe Se Tongwa Kas. When we have a difficult to giving up our body, when you have hardship, difficulties, that time you don't need to give up. Buddha himself says, don't give up. Even you give up, and then that will be against the Bodhisattva's vow or rule. So therefore, you don't need to, when a kawa say, when you difficult situation, when you egotistic, you attachment to the body, and all this, you don't want to, even a small piece of, don't want to give. Well, that time, you don't have to give. Or other practice you can do. So therefore, that is the Buddha himself taught us. That is one Buddha. And then that time you don't, you don't give. Then when you give, then do you give your body and the limb, even yourself and all possession you can able to give Bodhisattva's practice or your long days. When is the Tsuma Tongwa Dang Dawar compasses, when the practice of the charity, etc., your all mind is some kind of developed, finally, anything, body and your possession, whatever you're giving to somebody needing, same as the your feeling, attitudes, like tsoma. Tsoma means some piece of food or vegetable to give to some baker, and that has you don't have too much or the fear of wearing. Or like once you are party to giving that, and at that time attitude of that easily to give, no hesitation, no difficulties. At that time you have to, must to give. But that will later explain, okay? Chama tongwa dan dawa kumbaya zi lu tongwa sungwa dan. Sungbaya kawa meba wos. So therefore, there's no difficulties. What are these three things explaining? Now, do you remember those three things?
I remember, but it's different from the English text.
English text, this is not the... This is a text would come, the verses. Okay. These are just mainly, I'm explaining the meaning, okay? Yeah. Each text will come, okay?
Yeah. 那接下来要讲的就是这个谈到这个佛陀的教法， 那么相较于刚才上面那一颂，我们谈到呢，医生在治疗我们的过程所使用的种种的让我们不舒服的方法跟这个步骤程序，这个佛陀呢，他所提出来的这一些让我们去除痛苦的方法是比较和缓的多了。所以这里面就有几接下来这几颂啊，都会分别的来讲这个佛陀所提出来的这些教法，那是它的特质是怎么样。这里面只是刚才只是先简单的提到，就是说佛陀所提出来的这一些治疗的方法，治疗我们的这个这些种种的毛病的这些方法，就虽然有的时候也是很辛苦，但是呢他再怎么比啊，也比不上那个医生在治疗我们身体的病痛的时候所用的那些方法来的那么大的痛苦。换句话讲，佛陀所提出来的这一些教法，这一些对治的方法是相当的和缓，那么相当的这个轻松的。那么第二个呢，是在下面的一颂里面会仔细的讲，是谈到这个所谓的布施，就是在我们练习佛法的，或者说我们在练习的过程里面，有的时候要谈到要去学这个布施。那么这里格西刚才提到佛陀所谈到的这个布施啊，在佛经里面我们读到了有很多菩萨他把自己的身体布施出去，那么这个时候呢在这里面所讲到的就是说，尽管有的时候我们是要去做布施，可是佛陀并没有告诉我们一开始就要去把我们的身体拿出去布施，而是说一开始的时候让我们先去布施一些自己手边的小的东西。那么当我们以精进的方式慢慢的越来越深入这个佛法的练习，那么到了时间成熟的时候，我们会自然而然会很心甘情愿的把我们的身体拿出去布施，如果有那种需要的话。好，这一些重点啊，将在底下的几颂里面都会讲到。
Okay, so therefore that is the verse 24 saying, on the net in the bed, so say, Papa Dinda, remember Chog Manzetti, Choga Shindu Jamboy, Nachi Pangme Soldiers, or the Papa Dinda, Miss Ordinary kind of such a Miss the ordinary medical treatment, or this kind of painful things, such like this, remember Chog Manzetti, the supreme doctor, which is a Buddha, did not made like this. What he did is Choga Shindu Jamboyi Naji Pangmin saw the great sickness, freedom, liberation for purpose of that. Choga Shindu Jambo means the, for example, we have Buddha's teaching is the Hinayana teaching, Mahayana teaching. So we have why two things. Why you have one of your first beginning Indian level teachings are called Hinayana teaching. First to lead simple things, clothing, food, simple food, and then also symbolizing those kind of small things. Choga Shindu Jambu, right away you give everything you have to give, doesn't mean yourself keep. And you just right to eat, right to all correct dress, etc. Simple thing, not more than on attachment, under the power of attachment, don't do. But a small thing, simple thing where also they were first Vinaya or rules, monks, nuns, rules, symbolistic kind of little small things. Those Choga Shindu Jambu. From the very beginning, it did not talk the Mahayana's very hard shapes, okay? Or Naji, but that is Naji Pangmin Suwan Zem, he tried to recover or the measureless and great misery, suffering, that is the Naji Pangmin Suwan Zem. Or that is the verse 24, right? Okay.
在二十四颂里面讲到，拿这个佛陀来跟一般的医生来比较，就是一般的世俗的医生，他能够治疗我们的病痛，身体的病痛，但是呢，佛陀他提供的治疗是让我们能够从轮回中解脱，是一个真正完整的一个一个治疗，就近的治疗。那么所以从这个角度去看的话，那么佛陀他所提出来的这些药方啊，是针对不同的众生而有所差别。比如说在对于这些 Hinayana 这小乘的这个教法里面，那么佛陀并没有提出像在大乘的这个教法里面要这个修行者立刻去舍去这个出离，反而是说他利用这个戒律等等这一些方面的介绍，来要求这些出家众过得最简单的生活，不论是在食衣住行各方面过的是最简单的生活，那么让他们至少一方面能够维持自己，那么另外一方面能够去掉这样子的一种贪着。所以这个是他的一种治疗的方式，就是针对不同的根器的众生或不同阶段的众生提出不同的治疗的方法，或者说这个学习的方法。那但是终究而言的话，佛陀所提出来的药方是能够让我们出离轮回。
哎呀，So therefore, beginning, Chaga Hindu Jambam is very smooth, or soft, teaching, or write is there, or then in Hinayana level, that time not necessarily to give everything to others, even your body, etc., nothing, or then small kind of, you keep your necessary things, you yourself, and don't keep more than what you need,So don't be but greedy or attachment to reduce attachment to in order to do this symbol cloth also different than lay people's and symbol cloth, symbol food or symbol dwelling place and no more than that or that kind of things a little bit.Or from beginning like that way, and to try to get emancipation. And later when you, or that time you have attachment to body, attachment to your other possessions, and difficult to giving up your body, etc. If you, or the Buddha taught to them to give away whatever you possess, that's or the difficult.So therefore, that difficult time, even Buddha says to stop, not allowed to do. In later Bodhisattva's special kind of training, and vows have at the time of difficult time, people in development of bodhicitta and compassion and love, without producing that, should not do giving up and like.Or ones have suicide, etc. This kind of thing, the dangerous, some like that way. So anyway, here says, verse 25, Chöma laso jimba lang, jimba thamar jowa se, tela komne chi nene rimji rangi shayang dons. Or Buddha says, or then here says, Chöma laso, Chöma means the little food, cooked food, or vegetable food, etc. This kind of thing, jimba.Practice of charity to give some food, little cloth, etc. And Jinpa Thoma Joaza, first he taught us to, or practice to those things. Tela Khomne, when your mind more and more accustomed to giving to others, more developed loving and compassion, etc., later you are able to, not only the possession of those vegetables, etc., Even rimji rangi shayang to, rimji means gradually later, one's own flesh, etc., to give to others. That time, no difficulties. Okay? So, rimji rangi shayang tongs, that is the 25th Okay.
在第二十五颂里面所讨论的内容呢，就是点出来，就是说佛陀他在这个教传法的过程啊，或者说佛陀的教法，它是一种所谓循序渐进的一个特质。也就是讲说，佛陀最初的这个在初转法轮的这一个过程里面，他所教的这些内容啊，他并不没有立刻的进入到大乘的这一些所谓的出离啊等等这些，那么反而是呢，他要求修行者过最简单的生活啊，用维持一种最简单的生活内容，不论是在食衣住行这方面，那么用这些方法来对治我们对于身体对于一些世俗的资源的一种执着的这样子的心。那么等到慢慢的，当我们熟悉了这样子的一种生活方式，而后渐渐的有越来越深的这种练习的成果，那么这个时候才进入到这个大乘的所谓的菩提心、出离心等等这方面的这个教法。因此在第二十五颂这里，就是谈到刚才讲的这个这一段的这个内容，就是说在最初的时候啊，那么他这个佛陀啊，他只鼓励我们去把像食物啊等等这一些东西啊，多余的食物这些拿出去布施，拿出去这个给别人分享。那么等到我们逐渐的熟悉了这样子的一个简单的生活的方式，我们熟悉了这样子的一种布施的态度，那么这个时候慢慢的才把这个大乘的这个所谓的出离的这样子的一些观念介绍进来。那么最后呢，当实际有需要的时候，要我们能够把自己的肉体都布施出去的时候，这时候我们才会欣然的去做到这样子的一个行为。
OK, so therefore here maybe in this will also fit one of the Buddha's former life. Have you heard, read maybe in Chinese or maybe you have Dhammo Lujin with the tiger, this body given or the tigers, right? What that is the story is there again.Or former, one the Buddha. Huh? You forgot it. What did you say? I forgot it. Oh, no, no, no. Okay. I thought I forgot it. That means I thought he read, but forgot it. Okay, anyway.Bodhisattva young prince who went to jungle and then with his brothers, etc., family, and finally all hungry tigers, all the mother and the five other babies, and hungry. All mother is too weak and almost dying.And finally, she is about to eat one of the child, that kind of situation. And then, okay, this young prince went there, and then he knew, and then all two others return, I have to go somewhere a little bit, please wait for me, or something like that. Right? So he went there, and then tigers there, and he saw, and then he gave his blood and his body and completely given to the tiger. What is the sutra word, what he is saying and he is thinking is, Tamin jigla nyingbu mebe lu. Tamin jigla nyingbu mebe lu means he thinking this body, da meba means no self, self independent. Owner don't have. Nyingbu meba means this itself have no essence, not much very essence. I mean, jigla nyingbu meba. Dunga means instead of this is a dunga, suffering nature. This body is always giving suffering, birth, aging, death, all time, the suffering nature. Dunga, team, so therefore, no team is kindness, etc., not much. They are, what? Lujishanla, panto gyuwa labs, so therefore, this negative way of thinking, and then Lujishanti, now this body, if utilized for such like this, to give, and then a great, great beneficial, those tigers, and all, etc., Luigi, Shella, Pando, Jualas, Luigi, this body to others, great Pando beneficial. So, this happened. So, therefore, Gaur Minjutin, Rigma means, at that time, this kind of great, great beneficial to others when a situation like this, that is the joy. Not joy is the incorrect. Now is joyful. Or thinking like that, and then he lay down, and then tigers, to mother tigers, to first, she can't even eat, and drink blood, first, put the blood, and then she drink blood, and then she got strength, then she ate all the food, all the body, okay? What are that kind of the courage? And joy, all like that, where this Buddhist says, when you reach compassion, the love, and some certain things like that, where. Okay? Alright.
第二十六颂啊，这里面又牵涉到另外一个佛经里面的故事。那么在这个故事里面呢，佛陀也是谈到佛陀的前身，他曾经是一个王子。那么有一天，这个王子跟他的兄弟还有他的随从到森林里面去玩，结果在森林里面碰到了一只母老虎带着五只小的老虎，这个幼虎。那么这个母老虎呢和这个小虎啊都已经饿得奄奄一息。那么这个时候其他的这些人，包括这个他的兄弟还有这些随从呢，都借故啊都跑掉了。那么就剩着这个佛陀的前身这个王子，他面对着这一群饿得奄奄一息的老虎。那么这个在经里面讲啊，这个时候这个王子啊，他对自己讲，他说我这个肉体啊，事实上没有什么特别的物质，没有一些特质存在，他有的呢只是充满了苦啊，只是痛苦。但是反过来讲，如果我能够把这个肉体那么拿去利益其他的众生，拿来喂这个老虎，它却具有非常大的价值，具有这个非常大的利益。所以他讲完了这以后呢，他就非常愉快的就把先把自己的这个血管割开，用自己的血去喂这个母老虎。那么这个母老虎喝了他的血以后，开始慢慢的有力气了，这个时候再来把它吃掉。那么吃完了它以后，那么再来喂这个小的老虎。所以在这个佛经的故事里面就讲说，当这个王子，那么他真正的发出了慈悲心的这样子的一种状况之下，那么他是会用一种非常愉快非常欢喜的心去做布施。
You see, that time Bodhisattva has the great courage, which is a cause, is the realization of that Dhamma means selflessness, that means emptiness, understanding. And in addition, the body is a nature of suffering nature. You know the suffering greatly. And suffering produced to the other beings and great love and compassion and produce. This dominating wisdom and compassion caused and succeed to high level power of that. There is no giving body as like, almost like thermometer, giving vegetable to others, have no hesitation. So that is the happen. Okay.
那么当时这个王子、啊、他就是佛陀的前身、啊、他已经了悟了这个无我的这些基本的这个练习，那么同时呢他也升起了非常大的勇气，所以呢他可以很欣然的把自己的血肉啊拿来布施给其他的众生，在布施的时候就好像是在这个拿一把蔬菜布施给别人一样，是同样的心情。所以这里面重点就是说，那么这个我们这个身体啊，事实上本身是没有什么特别的意义，但是用它如果拿它来做布施，而能够利益到很多的众生，那么它确实有非常大的意义。
Okay, so now.Or the 20, verse 26, you see the, or saying, or the, or kangzi rangi lu la ni suso ti bi lo jeva, tezi shala so tongwa, telaka wa chi use. Or the, that, and when you have sometimes to one's own body, to giving to the one's body, has the feeling of like,means the mind which is giving a, like vegetable to others, is no much difference to attach to one's own body. So that kind of able to rise, sincerely, that kind of thought, at that time, what is the difficult there to giving the flesh, the bones, snakes, and etc.Doesn't have any difficulties. So, there's a shallow sort of one. Okay. Tell a kawachi shi gyo. 26.
所以在第二十六颂里面，同样的重复强调刚才所谈的这一点，就是说我们一旦能够真正的把这个执着去除掉以后，那么事实上我们就能够非常愉快的，或者说很平静的来做布施，即使这个布施的内容是我们自己的肉体。那么
All that is the saying, okay, now.After this, the Vashiva Tela Dunga Mejing Deva Jeva Kawa Rigpa La Shis. Whether that is the doing that, those kind of when you reach a certain level, then there is no suffering, Dunga, or problem. Instead of that, Deva Jeva will increase greatly.On peace and happiness, there are pleasures, etc. will increase. So therefore, one should be joy for this, to giving on one's own those things, etc. Okay. So that has then again here, she is, or the topic is the four topics again. First, Lam Dube Rimbala Mingebe,Kangsa la, Lusim Dewa Yue Chang, Keba la Gaja Ji Dunga Mepas, Ode, Ode, Tena Simba Chimbo Kuala Neba la Jua Jiwa Yu Mepa, Junze Tena Lam Dewa Tekwa Mepa la Keba Sheba. This is the four things in this talking about. All the four things is theLamduba Rimbala Mikebe Kansalas, or those who are not skillful to practice the path, etc., like ordinary beings, etc., or losing Mitiwayas. They have even to giving something, etc., bodily Mitiwa, unpleasant.And mentally unpleasant, even sometimes even plenty of things you don't want to give. Or even sometimes the body, of course, not wanting to give. So Lucy Mithi was when you have or when you are not skillful or one's on training is not skillful, that have this kind of thing. But Kabbalah, Kaja Yudunga Mebaus, Kabbalah is the master of those great you practice and finally achieved the confidence, etc. But then there is no Dunga. So Debo Kaja Yudunga Mebaus, that is one. Then Tena Simba Chimbo Kwa Nebala Joa Yu Mebaus. Therefore, that reason, Sempa Chenpo, the great Bodhisattva, higher level of Bodhisattva, to remaining in the samsara, there is no sorrow or sadness. They enjoying in the samsara, in pure land, come to manifest like ourselves or impure life looks like. And then they do beneficial to others. So doing that has no sad, no sorrow, no difficulties. Simba chambu kwa neva la kyoa meva. Kwa means samsara. And then kyoa meva, that's the second. Yunze tena, therefore, which is those reason, lam dhava la tepa memba la kebra shes. Because that reason, when a Bodhisattva, Mahayana's practitioner, when he try to get the lam path to step by path on the practicing is much, much greater on than Hinayana's level. Kaba she means the or much, much skillful, much, much the greater. Why Mahayana and Hinayana? Hina means lower and less vehicle, practical, that is the that level. And then when you reach much, much greater, and then Mahayana, the great, great vehicle follower. So therefore Bodhisattva, when you reach that level mentally, then there is no sorrow and sad, but also much, much greater than Hinayana level. Also therefore take one member like Kevin shares explained or much, much greater than Mahayana. Therefore, Tena Simba Chopala Jilupa Mirus. So these reasons, by these reasons, one should not, be lazy to do Simba Chopala's conduct of Bodhisattva's all activity. So, we are not still in the Bodhisattva, even tour to looking for those purposes. And once you get Bodhisattva's level, all of these have no difficulties or much, much greater beneficial. So that is saying, okay? So, Simba Chupala, or Tena Simba Chupala Yiluba Miripao, so Devo is not right to, laziness to bring the on the practicing to those Bodhisattva's deeds. Other that is the these four topics explained, this will follow with the each verses, different verses, okay?
那么接下来从二十七颂开始啊，二十七、二八、二九、三十这个四颂是分别的谈到就是成就了以后在经过了非常精进的练习而成就了以后，那么他们所显现出的这个特性啊，在每一颂里面都分别谈到一个主题啊，刚才格西一直约略的讲了一下，那么这里面简单的来讲就是说如果说我们经过精进的修行精进的练习过程而能够成就，那么这个已经到达了这个成就的这个阶段，那么即使我们仍然还停留在轮回之中，可是呢我们不会受到轮回之苦的这一种轮回过程里面的这种痛苦，我们反而是充满了这个喜悦啊，充满了快乐等等这一些的这个特质。那么这些特质呢等一下在27、28、29、30里面都会逐渐的讲到，现在 这里就不仔细的去讲。那么所以呢，综合上面这四点，就二七二八九三十的这四颂里面所提出来的特点呢，我们要激励自己，要勉励自己，不能偷懒啊，要以这个佛菩萨为努力为学习的一个目标，因为一旦我们能够像他们一样，我们也能够成就，那么基本上就说我们就会表现出来在二七二八二九三十里面的这一些特性。
好的。So therefore, now this verse 27, just that, or first one is saying, Dunga Mejing Dewa, Lamdube Rimbala Migebe, Kangsala, those persons who are not skillful ones have those the unpleasant needs of giving those things, but Keba, great masters, skillful ones have no all this kind of problem. That is the here saying. Verse 27. Dibapang chir dungame. Kebe chinna mikame. Nidra lokpana tokpa ta dikpe semdang yuna nus. Oda. The Buddhisattva. Or because they have changed. Or Buddhisattva. In order to getting rid of all the negative, sinful things, and also they got rid of, especially Buddhisattva, higher Buddhisattva, negative or non-virtues, all that also, now this Buddhist, not every Buddhisattva, Buddhisattva first training, beginning, they have physical, some problem, but when Buddhisattva called Aryan. Arya means the Buddhisattva who achieved direct realization of Shunyata, or path of seeing. Do you know path of seeing? There are five paths. Path of accumulation, path of reaching, those two are lower. Then the last three, path of seeing, path of cultivation, path of normal learning. That is normal learning is the Buddhahood. So therefore, these three paths of seeing is truth, direct realization of truth, the shunyata, and then reach that level, and also the compassion in bodhicitta also reach higher level like that. So therefore, they do not have dikpa. Dikpa means, sinful action, or dikpa means negative, non-virtuous karma. Non-virtuous karma which caused them suffering, caused them to born in lower rebirth. This is already abandoned. There is nothing they have. Or then, Buddhisattva Aryans, 10 stages from first stage to the 10th level stage, all of them Arya. So they don't have negative karma never created. They are not Buddha completely, but it's still on the way, but they mostly got rid of negative karma. They never go to lower rebirth, three lower rebirth, and they have no cause of suffering, which is the negative karma never created. Okay? So therefore, Dikpa Pang, Pang got rid of the Dikpa. Dikpa, how to translate it? Chinese. And then the Dikpa is non-virtuous karma. Karma which caused to suffering. Okay, that is completely got rid of. Dikpa Panchi. Okay? And then, so therefore, Buddhisattva, or then, because that is abandoned, got rid of Dikpa Panchi, Dungame. So they have no Dunga. So Dunga means suffering. Suffering of birth, suffering of aging, suffering of sickness, suffering of death. All those things not exist to these Buddhisattvas. these Bodhisattvas have body, or the body, subtle body called mental body, pure mental body, which is not made out bones, flesh, and earthly body. They don't have. Therefore, they have no suffering. So, Yu Lama says, Pakpe gadang nadang chiwe dunga zene bang. Pakpe means aya, not hinaya, not haya, but the Bodhisattva aya. Pakpe gadang nawadang, gaya dunga means aging suffering. Nawa means sickness. And chiwa means the death. All those sufferings are zene bang completely got rid of. Pakpe gadang nawada, chiwe dunga zene bang. Okay, so that you have to know, and then otherwise, who is Bodhisattva? Who is talking him here? Or some Bodhisattva lower level, you have maybe the Pakpa Ayans, or the, those, the, or practitioner, or practitioner of the charity, practitioner of the diligence, etc., practitioner of six parameters. They have no much problem. Okay? Alright.
第二十七颂里面谈到了一个重点，就是说有在谈到这个布施这一部分的。那么我们一般的人在做布施的时候啊，是有的人是不太心甘情愿的去做，因为他并没有那一种很正确的知见，也没有这个就是看清楚这个事物的本质。但是呢，对于菩萨们而言的话，却没有这样子的一种烦恼跟这个困难。那么这里面所谈到的这个菩萨，事实上主要指的是已经进入见到的这一些证得空性的这些菩萨。那么这些菩萨，他们事实上已经不会再造这个恶因，也不会再受到这些恶业业果所带来的种种的苦。那么这里面有一个名词，我不知道中文怎么讲，就是 mental body。 那么就说格西刚才讲这样子的，到了这个阶段的这个菩萨，他所出现的这个身体啊，事实上已经不是我们一般所见到的这种所谓肉体了。那么所以他就不再受到这个一般众生所受到的生老病死的这一些的痛苦，这些苦。那么在这样子的一种情况之下，他不会再承受，或者说再经验这一种一般世俗这个身体的这种苦啊。所以这里这一个二十七颂里面谈到的主要的这一点呢、啊、就是这个所谓的进入见道的这一些证得空性的这些菩萨们，那么他们对于布施，尽管有的时候是要求他们或者需要他们布施他们的身体，但对他们而言却是充满了这个喜悦去做这件事。有关于这部分，我在这边并没有做一个很清楚的介绍啊，等到我再听这个录音带啊，弄清楚以后再跟各位补充。
So therefore, these great Bodhisattvas have losing the dunga, suffering of physical, suffering of mental. Both of them don't have, because first dikkhapangsi, because this or negative karma get rid of this body, or like pure kind of mental body. So therefore, physical or bodily suffering do not have. Aging, death, sickness, etc. And mentally suffering also not cabbage in the Mingan means. Kaba means the, or they are the, or the, Kaba means the mastery of the, or the Four Noble Truth, etc. Also, therefore, realization of the selflessness, shunyata, all of these kind of realization of those things, skillful. Also, therefore, kabeshina, kaba is a mastery of this on knowledge. So, therefore, nikawa means mental nikawa, mental unjoy or kaza, or unpleasant, or mental misery, suffering, do not exist. Why? Didra lokpala tokpata, dikpa semla, semta lulanus. What we have to the body and the mind, misery, suffering, no, means harmful, is it kaza? Lokpala tokpa means the first, or didra lokpala tokpa means the negative, wrong view, which is egotistic view, attachment, egotistic view, we never got rid of. So because of this, this lokpala tokpa, wrong perception, wrong conception, and of the egotistic view, etc. And then because of that egotistic view, etc., we create attachment, hatred, that way, dikpa. Dikpa means now negative karma. Negative karma, killing, stealing, lying, cheating, etc., will create it. So these will hurt us, our body, our mind. Duyidang, same likeness. Duyidang to body, same to mind. When these causes got rid of, then you don't have harmful things, okay? Or did there lokpala tokpa ta dikpe semla dikpe semda lula nerves. Okay, alright.
那么下面讲仍然是从就是继续刚才的那个论点啊，就是说这些菩萨们呢，他们因为已经证悟了无我空性等等这一些内容啊，所以呢他们既不受到，他们在肉体上面也不受到痛苦，同时在这个精神这方面也不会受到这个苦的这种结果。那么相对的而言，我们一般的人呢，因为仍然还受到这个所谓的我见的这个影响，受到一个这种以我为中心的这些知见的影响，所以呢我们会产生很多的执着，而这些执着呢又让我们不断的去造作这些不好的业因，而这些业因呢最终，这些不好的业因最终就带给我们身心各方面非常多的痛苦，也就是让我们持续的在轮回里面打转，而受到各式各样的苦。所以呢那么只有当我们认清楚它整个的这个因果的关系，那么能够把这个所谓以我为中心的这些我见等等这些去除，那么我们才有可能真正的像这些已经成就的菩萨们一样，不会在身心这两方面继续受到这个轮回之苦。
Alright. So therefore, now, and the next one is the, therefore, these reasons, this great Buddhisattva Sempachempo, Kornevala Kyoe Yumibas, the remaining in the samsara, coming to samsara, return and remain in the samsara, or helping to sentient beings. So, remaining in the samsara, there is no cause to sorrow or sad or like that. There is no reason, there is no cause. Okay, or that is the these causes of the sorrow sadness, that is verse 28 says, Sunam kin lu delas, or the kaba in sem denas, or shendu kora nejan ningjitanda jibikyos, or that is the. These great Buddhist sattvas, their body do not have misery, body and mind, not suffering, do not have addiction. Instead, they have practiced charity, etc. Sarnam is a meritorious, wholesome virtues, so powerful meritorious is created. So that makes they have even no suffering, but instead of suffering, more pleasant happiness, joy, body, okay? Sarnam in Lutelas. Kava in Semdenas, other therefore, also mind, also they have this in it, or Kava is a mastery of the all dharmas, realizing emptiness, etc., ultimate truth. So that kind of the realization, so high level of having that, by that power of those, same day, mind also happy and pleasant and joyful. So therefore, nothing mental suffering need. So therefore, Shantan to call using to Nejang, how long, even an end of samsara, even you have remaining in it, or for the benefit of others, how long you remain, there is no sorrowness or sadness. Or there is the yuring to nejang, or that is the shantukhoa nejang, the yingji janta chitikyos. Or the, how can they get sad? This kind of great compassion, great love, only remaining in the samsara, only existing in the samsaric place, is the power of wisdom and the power of compassion. So how can they have sadness or sorrowness or difficulties? So therefore we should not worrying about when you reach there, I have to lose my head or my legs, etc. Okay, joking.
接续上面所讲的, 就在第28颂里面, 所谈到, 这些已经成就的菩萨们, 即使他们, 对不起, 再回到这个娑婆世界, 那么他们也不会像我们这些世俗的众生一样, 遭受到这个所谓轮回之苦, 不仅他们不会继续像我们一样遭受这些轮回之苦, 反而会因为他们持续不断的精进, 修行, 比如说像布施啊, 像持戒, 像慈悲啊, 像这个, 空性啊, 等等, 这一些的修行的结果, 而充满了快乐。 换句话讲, 这一些成就的菩萨们, 回到了娑婆世界, 他们不会有这种所谓的, 精神上面的一种痛苦。 那么主要的, 主要的这个重点呢是说, 因为他们受到这个所谓智慧、慈悲等等这些的激励, 那么而产生了无比的快乐。 那么这个是我们在 认知上面必须要去注意的, 而不是说这个 他们虽然已经成就了, 那么回到了这个 娑婆世界仍然跟我们一样的受苦, 反过来讲, 我们如果能够像他们一样也具有这样子的一个成就, 那么即使要我们去这个把自己的手脚割下来 去布施啊, 我们也不会觉得有什么痛苦的。
So now here is the great Buddhisattva remaining in the samsara, what that means. Or then, it's not these Buddhisattvas or Buddha come to the our world, samsaric impure land, but they don't have actually samsaric rebirth. Their rebirth, their life is not affected by samsara. Their life is not impure or pure life. For example, manifested anyway, cripples, blind, or dogs, or women, or any kind of thing looks like or impure. But in reality, they are not impure. They are pure or perfect. So therefore, Shantyu Kora Najan is for the benefit of others. they abide as long as samsara, under samsara, and they remain in samsara, means remain in samsara on a place where they can help or beneficial to doing those place, manifested as ordinary life. But that is not impure life. Let me say, maybe you have heard many times one story, or Asanga, great Asanga. Asanga's story is the, when time of Asanga, and then Mahayana's teaching is almost disappeared. Buddha passed a long time ago, 900 years ago. And then is the Hinayana teachings very, very survive, and Mahayana almost disappearing. So therefore his mother, great Bodhisattva mother, who wanted to all this Mahayana teachings revive into the world. So somebody who can to help to develop this. So therefore, she wants to have two children, or marrying with the one Asanga's father, or Gerik means some kind of lineage of the royal lineage. She married with that god, the Asanga. And then another marriage is a Brahman kind of type of, the person and married, she got another child is there. Vasubandhu. So those two are her child. So both of them, the Asanga's time, that time, what is the father's job? The tax, son tax is father's job. That should be usually. So Asanga, when young, what is my father's job? Ask to mother. Mother says, I gave you birth not for the purpose of taking your father's job. I gave you birth for developing Mahayana's teaching, Dharma, pure teaching. All that is there. Now how you do that? And then finally he become grown up a little bit, and then he will discover Mahayana teaching only in the world, not so much in Tushita heaven, Matriya, Arya Matriya, Bodhisattva Matriya. So if I have direct, vision or direct contact with the Matriya, then I will have all full Mahayana teaching, pure teaching will have, thinking that way. Then how to do? Or then somebody taught you have to retreat for vision of Matriya for purpose. So your purification of your mind. So therefore, then he did 12 years. But the first year, first 3 years, he stayed in 3 years to practice the meditation. And then nothing happened to him. Then come out, and then he exhausted to come out, right? Should I go to all of them, right? Okay? No problem, right?
So far.
Okay, all right. I want to say at once his story, then you can explain. Okay. So then, that time he come out, then it says, somebody outside on the road, some old man who is the cotton string, carrying cotton string, big rock to the back and forth to pulling like this. And then Asanga says, what are you doing, old man? I will try to cut this piece and this big rock. So then Asanga thinks, this old man, and try to, with the cotton string, and try to cut this rock. How is possible? But he is trying. But that means I better to do more. I am impatient. So therefore he thought, realized from that, go back again in 3 years. And then 3 years, nothing happened. Again, he asked to come out. And then there says in the story sometimes, and then to cave or somewhere under the big rock, and he's leaking some water, and underneath a big rock, which has hole, deep hole, then he checking that, what is this happen? Oh, then dripping from time to time, that made hole. So that also, if long enough, and I think then this water is too soft, rock is so hard, yet it comes only from time to time, but it made like this hole. I have to thinking that way. Again, back 3 years. And then, this the second, and 33 years, another 3 years, went there and come out, and then saying, and this story is the, again coming out somewhere, rock, high place, and this bird, going and coming, bird nest in the rock, on and so therefore, in outside of that rock, very, very smooth, soft, shining. And when he examined how this shining made is by the feathers, by birds' feathers going up and down. And then again he recognized that by smooth, soft bird feather makes hard rock like this shining. Oh, I should be doing this still. So therefore, he another 3 years. So now that is 12 years, right? 3 years. and then 3 years. Then this is the last 3 years. Then he is really wanting to get out. Okay, joking. And then after 3 years, didn't have anything still special. Then he exhausted. He come out. Then on the road, he saw a dog, reddish dog, female dog, whose bottom part is injured with a lot of worms. And the upper part still begging some food, showing hungry. So then there, he stuck there, and then he think, great, he got great love and compassion for this dog, and he want to save this dog, and then he tried to say, and then when you do that, of course, first take his worms in the body. So how you get these worms? And worms you can take out through, then the worms will kill, being killed. You don't want to kill worms also. So then finally he decided best thing is his own flesh from thighs, is some piece of flesh. And then cut with something, and then put in the front of the dog, and then he tried to remove all the worms, will not die to that his flesh put there. And then also that was cannot do by hand, because the worms are delicate. So therefore what to do is thinking that finally he want to lick with the tongue. Move with the tongue, the worms to put there, to put there, so with the tongue. So then he stuck his tongue, and probably he closed his eyes. certainly he touched his tongue to the ground. So therefore certainly open eyes, there is no dog, or finally material first time seen there. Okay, the Buddhism and the Samatya. And then a special kind of way of seeing God. Then he said, Pakpatuchiri Chungu, you great Matriya, unkind, or something like that. He says, he little bit getting frustrated. 12 years I try, you didn't show me until now. Thinking like the Chungu. And then anyway, Matiya said, no, I have been all the time with you. That means first old men who try to cut that also metia. Then later water leaking, that also metia's manifestation. Then the bird flying in the back and forth, that also metia. But that time he has heavy, thick, obstacle, mental delusions, and sinful, negative things. But that cleared away 12 years, and then also now you have great compassion, power of compassion to the dog that will clear away his impure karma, lato. So they were able to see Buddha Maitreya directly. So that is happened, or that is saying. So therefore, that old man also Maitreya, that's Buddha. It looks like old man, but not old man. Or then those birds, etc., not. And then the dog also seems like a miserable dog, impure dog, but it's Maitreya. It's not a real dog. So we can see many area like this way, or Buddhas, Bodhisattvas manifested everywhere, anywhere, to help to sentient beings, sometimes kings, sometimes bakers, sometimes warriors, and all kinds of things, or sometimes animals, so manifestation like that. That is some in the world remaining, Bodhisattva remaining means like that. That pure life manifested in samsara as samsaric beings, like what they need, similar way to on and remain. Okay? That is they have to know. Okay. Now too much. now job of Professor Yang. Okay. Huge.
回到我们刚才在28颂里面所谈到的, 就是我们曾经讲过说这些 已经成就的菩萨，他们又回到这个娑婆世界。那到底是什么意思？所以这些成就的菩萨，他们停留在娑婆世界里面。这里面格西解释到说，这一些再来的这些菩萨们，他们不是因为业报的关系而被迫在轮回中打转，而是因为 他们具有大慈悲心，他们已经成就了空性等等这一些特质啊，那么所以呢，才能够以众生的这种形象示现，那么再继续的做这个教化或者是说这个度众的这些工作。那么所以呢，由于他们已经成就，已经这个证悟了空性，已经 证悟了慈悲心、菩提心等等，因此呢，他们不会像我们一般仍然在这个轮回中打转的这些众生一样，那么遭受到那些这个所谓轮回的苦。讲到这里，格西就举了一个佛经里面的故事，那么这个故事，我想各位都大部分都听过了，主要在讲到这个所谓无住菩萨他的这个故事。 那么这个无住菩萨他的出生呢是在佛灭900年以后，那么他出生在一个贵族的家庭里面，那么他有心要去学法，那么也希望能够去学这个大乘的这些佛法，可是呢，当时他想到这个大乘的佛法，那么如果说他想要从这个弥勒 弥勒佛这边来学到的话，那么弥勒他是在兜率天里面，所以是非常的不容易。因此他自己啊，他就去闭关12年。那么在这个闭关的12年里面，一共经历了4个阶段。好，第一个3年呢，他闭关完了，就是说经过了3年以后，没有什么东西都好像都没有发生，所以他就很不耐烦的就出来出关了。这个出关了以后，他看到在路上有一个老人 用这个棉所编织成的线，在切割一个大块石头。那么他就看到这个老人正在做这个动作，因此他想到，哦，这个老人竟然可以用这个棉线来切石头，那表示说我还需要去磨练我的耐心，所以他又回去闭关。那么又经过了3年，同样的没有什么 结果，所以这时候他又跑出来。那么跑出来经过一个地方，看到这个岩石上面，由于这个水呀、啊、常年不断的在那里滴，结果这个岩石里面出现了一个大洞，因此他从这个他亲眼见到的这个情景里面，他又体悟到说这个他的耐心呢还是不够，所以呢他又回去再继续闭关。经过了这个第三个三年，他又出来仍然他觉得没有什么结果。可是这个时候他看到有一群鸟啊在岩石上面结巢，然后呢这个岩石啊不知道为什么都变得非常的光亮啊，散发就是透露出一个非常非常悦目的这种光。就他走近一看，原来是这个岩石上面贴满了这个鸟的羽毛啊，所以这个又给他一个冲击，他就觉得说他实在耐心还是不够，所以他又回去闭关。那么最后第四次的三年，也就是说第十二年结束以后，他还是觉得他没有得到什么东西，这时候他又出来他就准备要回去。那么在路上呢就看到一只母狗，这一只母狗的下半身，这里讲说这个屁股这个地方啊已经溃烂，上面长满了蛆。那么另外一方面呢，这只狗非常的饥饿。这个时候呢，这个阿桑啊，这个无助菩萨，他已经过了十二年的闭关，他已经就是具有非常大的这个慈悲心。那么他看到了这个狗的这种情况啊，那么他就从他的这个大腿上面割下一块肉来喂这只狗，喂这只母狗。那么同时另外一方面呢，他想要把这个母狗这个身上溃烂的这部分，因为已经长满了很多蛆啊，他想要把这个蛆啊从这个母狗身上拿掉，但是他又怕说用手去拿的话，会因为力量不好控制啊，会把这个蛆捏死掉，所以他就想到说用他的舌头来把这个蛆从狗的身上移开。那么因此呢，当他把这个狗喂了以后啊，那么他就趴下来到这个狗的这个身体啊，那么试图的用他的这个舌头来把这个蛆移开。当他闭着眼睛把舌头伸出来正要去移的时候呢，那么他张开眼睛发现这条狗已经不见了。这个时候他见到了这个弥勒，那么他见到了这个弥勒以后呢，他就对这个弥勒就有一些抱怨，他就说我在这边辛辛苦苦闭关十二年，你从来都不示现给我教导我。那么这个弥勒就跟他讲说其实啊我时时刻刻都在你身边，比如说你看到的那个老人，你看到的这些这个鸟筑巢等等这些，那么这些都是，还有甚至这只狗，那么都是我在旁边这个要试图的教导你。所以这里面整个的这一个故事，它就点出来，就是说这些有成就的菩萨们，他们事实上随时都在我们的身边。那么我们是因为长时间的受到自己心念的障碍啊，这我们的这种所谓这个我执的等等的这些的障碍，所以我们没有办法亲眼去见到这些成就的众生。那么换句话讲，如果我们能够经过努力精进的去练习佛法，把自己的这些知见的障碍，这些这个我执等等这些都去除的话，那么当然我们就有机会能够接近这些成就者。
OK, so maybe we'll stop there. OK, thank you very much.
我们今天就到这里结束。